Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor. Get up out of bed. Get out in your backyard and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I don't care if you're grilling, smoking, or you're going to deep fry something. Today's the day to do it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, it is a weekend, and it's a wonderful weekend. We're enjoying our freedom thanks to all those boys that stormed Normandy Beach 72 years ago this week. June 6th marched the date of the invasion of Normandy. A couple years ago, my bride and I were there, and it's quite a sight to behold, Jop.
Absolutely. I mean, it just makes you stop and think and be ever grateful for what it is we have.
Those guys, they understood the freedoms we have, and they didn't get offended by words written on sidewalks and chalk.
Yeah.
They got offended by people taking prisoners and slaughtering a race. So a different generation.
Yeah, completely different. My dad was part of that. He was a World War II veteran, and rest his soul. He was very proud of what he did, but also ever humble. Mm-hmm. You could almost never get him to talk about it.
Those guys, they had PTSD, but there was no such term.
Right.
So they didn't know. They just kept it bottled up.
Right. Came home and worked their butts off and built our country.
So we're going to work our butts off on making some good food today. And I brought you in a little treat. I got a little brisket here because we have a special guest coming in that claims to like brisket.
Yeah.
So I stayed up and smoked all night.
Attaboy.
Brisket, that is.
Yeah. Well, I saw a picture of you on Facebook with your father-in-law. Made me grin. You were smoking a big old dog turd with
him,
sitting out on your deck. That was kind of cool.
He's another World War II vet, Charlie Jabor. His shish kebab recipes on the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com. Good resource for you. And don't forget to hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And if there's any other social media you want us to connect with, just send us a note and we will start a new platform being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board. Thank you, Brian. So
it's all about Northern Michigan and the bounty that we are so fortunate to have. There's everything up there. You know, this is the time of year when the North gets full, and those of us on the flatland are down here wondering where all our buddies are about Thursday at 4. Friday, the highways are empty, and guess what? They're all up at their cottages and some really cool stuff. And we're gonna explore a little bit of that, a couple places up there.
Yeah, some of the fruits of the North. We've found a real gem up there. But you had a little bit of a day last Saturday at Garrett's Appliance. How'd that go?
I did. You know what? It went very good. Garrett's Appliance is always a fun place to be. There was 11 different grills that were fired up at that time.
What'd you cook on?
I cooked on a DCS, which is a brand of Fisher Paykel DCS, and I will tell you what, I didn't do as well as I probably could have done.
Oh, Joppy, well, what'd
you do?
Here's the deal.
This thing is like a blowtorch, and I was not ready for the huge amount of heat this thing is putting out. They've got those big burners on there, and I have to admit,
don't blame
that,
the grill.
No,
man.
I got stuff
what kind
too
of girl
hot.
Girl, excuse is that?
It's not. I turned it on what I thought would be medium, and the grilling world that I'm used to being on, that was like blowtorch. And
what did your hood temp say?
What? There's no temperature gauge on it.
Fisher Paykel? You're kidding me.
Yeah, there was not. And
New
I
Zealand
had my
grills,
I had my ThermoPen, but by the time I checked the you know, I was
it melted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, right.
So you burnt what?
I burnt up the first dozen jalapeno poppers.
Oh,
the bacon
no.
was jet black. And it happened fast, brother. Boy. I mean, fast. So
hopefully there was nobody around yet when you burnt those.
Only, you know, 8 or 10 other guys that saw the smoke about the same time I did. And they're all like, oh, so there's what the grilling guy's for, right?
So what'd you do? Shut the hood?
Yeah.
Well, right. There's your first mistake.
Shut the grill off. No, I took them all off, and we salvaged about half of them. But at the end of the day, the lesson learned there is if you don't understand a new piece of equipment, don't load it up first. Give it a little test drive and figure out how it's going to cook, because they all cook different.
They do.
But it went
happens
well.
Happens to everybody.
Right. It went well.
I have burnt with the best of them.
Yeah. And you, I understand you've been trying to jump into my world and be a little backyard carpenter, huh?
Well, I was actually jumping into Brad the Builder's world,
right.
And he was gone, so he couldn't even help me doing some tricky math, laying out steps down to the pool from the – I changed around my whole back deck and moved the kitchen over to the other end and making this really cool wide – what my wife wanted, wide approach down to the deck. So you can look from the back deck and in the kitchen and dining room, and you can see all the way out to the pool, this big wide behemoth deck and this big stairway to heaven that does an angle – multiple angles, spreads out on tilting ground. Now, let me tell you, that's really tricky for me there. I'm okay at, you know, roughing up some stuff, but that whole squared, leveled, you know, multiple angle thing gets me just a little frustrated. So I had to go back to Standale Lumber and talk to the boys at Standale, and they got me squared away. And I was headed down the right path, but I was trying to do it the way my wife wanted it. And she wasn't allowing me to.
You want to talk about me blaming it on the equipment. Now, don't be blaming this on your
wife. Well, I kept
wife.
Telling her what I had to do. And basically, it involves putting a faceplate on the front.
Sure, rise and over
I,
run.
I wanted the faceplate on the stairs. She wanted the treads open so it matched the second level. And I said, I'll put a faceplate on the second level, but just let me continue on with this because... Oh, cutting stringers out when you've got 45-degree stairs taken off on an angle, well, your treads get really long.
Sure.
Yeah, and I just had a heck of a time cutting them. I cut up a bunch of 2x12s, buddy. So the boys at Standale made their money on me.
Yeah, I sent you a few extras. You got some good kindling now, though.
I have a lot of firewood now.
Yeah. Womanized firewood. Don't breathe that up now.
But I can tell you I was up till 10:45 last night. I could barely get up. I had to jump in that Arctic spa about 10:45 and just let those jets pound on me because I literally could not stand up by 10:45 last night. I'm sure you were in bed.
This idiot
was cleaning up tools and trying to, but you can walk down the steps now, and that's
well. There you go. Did you do railings, or is that not needed?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's all going to be cast aluminum. That's another trick.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say you start doing angles and you're going down and out.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Hire a professional, Bob. Hire a professional. I think that's
you know,
the.
If I had your money, I would.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Right. Listen, these nickels are rubbing together. You can hear them.
So in the next segment, we are going to talk about doing some organic wine, some spirits. And we have a fellow coming in by the name of Ben Crow. He's one of the owners of Greenbird Cellars out of Northport, Michigan. Dude, you're going to be so excited when Mr. Ben comes in and shows you what he has been up to.
Yeah, you know, that's, again, another one of those great finds in northern Michigan country that he actually shot down to Grand Rapids to be with us today, which is kind of cool. But you get up there in his neck of the woods, and I'm sure he'll share where that is. And this is just a destination that
you want
to
make. So he's not only
a
green bird, he's an early bird.
Yeah, exactly. Just hope he doesn't give us one.
So I've been smoking brisket all night because he told me he's a brisket fan. So we're going to have a little brisket for breakfast. That's how we roll.
All right. Brisket for breakfast. Say that three times fast, right? All right. Coming up next, Ben Crow, Greenbird Cellars. We're going to hear the story, drink a little wine, maybe even a little cider. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Uh-oh, Barbecue Bob's putting on the rubber gloves. Get away. We'll be back.